This is Danielle Yawovetska with the BBC News. Hello. Gulf Arab states at an emergency summit in Doha have called on Washington to ensure that Israel does not repeat last week's attacks on Hamas targets in Qatar. As the summit was taking place, the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu hosted a visit to Jerusalem by the US Secretary of State Marco Rubio. Mr. Netanyahu said he did not rule out further action against Hamas leaders wherever they were. But in Washington, President Trump again said Israel would not conduct any further attacks in Qatar, a US ally. Our State Department correspondent Tom Bateman has more.
America's allies in the Gulf had always believed that their alliance with the US, particularly in the form of hosting US forces on their soil, gave them protection. But that preconception has really been shattered by the events of the last week. And so you have this very awkward moment now with Mr. Rubio heading to Doha as part of the next stop of this trip, discussions with Qatar. Meanwhile, Israel continuing to say that it will hunt down leaders of Hamas, and the Arab countries accusing the US now of facilitating Israeli escalation over diplomacy.
President Trump has confirmed he's sending the National Guard to the city of Memphis in the state of Tennessee. The move marks an escalation in Mr. Trump's use of military force to tackle crime. He made the announcement in the Oval Office.
Today, at the request of Governor Bill Lee of Tennessee, who's standing with us, as you know, I'm signing a presidential memorandum to establish the Memphis Safe Task Force. And it's very important because of the crime that's going on, not only in Memphis, in many cities, and we're going to take care of all of them.
President Trump has said the U.S. has carried out another strike on a boat carrying what he called narco-terrorists from Venezuela. He said three people had been killed. Mimi Swaby reports.
In a post on Truth Social, President Trump said that on his orders, the U.S. military had struck a vessel transporting illegal drugs from Venezuela towards the U.S., the second such strike close to Venezuelan waters in a matter of weeks. And for Mr. Trump, the message could not be clearer. He wrote that, "If you are transporting drugs that can kill Americans, we are hunting you." His announcement came shortly after Venezuela's president, Nicolas Maduro, said that recent aggression by the US had led to a complete breakdown in communication between the two countries.
US and Chinese officials have confirmed a framework deal which would keep TikTok available in the United States after talks in the Spanish capital, Madrid. President Trump said he'd be speaking to China's President Xi Jinping on Friday to finalise the agreement. Details are scarce, but the US Treasury Secretary, Scott Bessent, said the app would switch to US-controlled ownership. You're listening to The World News from the BBC. Pakistan's army says five military personnel have been killed in an explosion in the southwestern region of Balochistan. A spokesman said they were carrying out a patrol when an improvised explosive device was detonated. The statement added that a follow-up operation killed five people who it said were terrorists linked to India. There's been no reply from Delhi. Three big transport unions in Mali have accused the government of abandoning drivers to attacks by violent extremists. They said their members face deadly threats every day and the roads are too dangerous to travel. The statement came after a weekend of attacks on convoys. Jihadists affiliated with Al-Qaeda on Sunday attacked more than 80 fuel trucks bound for the capital Bamako, setting many of them on fire. Trains to the ancient Inca settlement of Machu Picchu in Peru have stopped and tourists have been left stranded after protesters swarmed the tracks and left them strewn with debris. Local people are demanding a new company be chosen to run the buses from a nearby town. Jacob Evans reports.
For the last three decades, the same bus company has been running the route up to Machu Picchu from the town of Aguas Calientes, where the rail line ends. However, its contract has recently terminated and the local group is hoping to take over. But they argue they're being impeded from doing so. The protesters accuse Peru Rail of colluding with the previous bus firm to maintain a monopoly on the routes. They've started leaving rocks and logs on the tracks, as well as standing in the middle of the line. Peru Rail said it has no involvement with the buses and was working to clear any affected sections.
An attempt by a Nigerian celebrity chef to make the largest ever pot of jollof rice has been confirmed as a world record by Guinness. Hilda Bassi said her 8,000-kilogram serving belonged to all Nigerians who are engaged in what's called the jollof wars with neighbouring countries over who makes the best version. BBC News.